game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bobby Blanco from the Bronx talking about the Nats. They won a series, Bobby. Remember series wins? How fun was that?
Yeah, they did win a series. First time in 2 weeks, probably since the first time since before you left for Scotland. They finally got back in the win column, win two in a row against the Giants after getting shut out on Friday night. They were shut out in back-to-back games, that last game against the A's, and then the opener in San Francisco on Friday. But come back and put together a heck of an offensive performance yesterday against Justin Verlander. I know Verlander isn't what he used to be, but he's still a future Hall of Famer that, is an intimidating presence on the mound. The Nats collect, I think it was like 11 hits off of him, scored 5 runs early. C.J. Abrams with a 2-run bomb. James Wood getting his swing back. He had 2 or more RBIs in back-to-back games for the first time since, I think, late June. And Mackenzie Gore on the mound was shoving. Whatever went wrong in his last outing where he was getting lit up against the Athletics, he fixed. Got 10 strikeouts. That was his first double-digit K performance, I think, since April. And, everyone kind of came together and played really well. Even guys like Josh Bell and Paul DeJong contributed. It wasn't just, the guys like C.J. James and McKenzie. It was kind of everybody up and down the lineup. And now they head to Kansas City to play another team that's still trying to remain relevant in the postseason race. So these Royals have something to play for, so the Nats can maybe play some spoiler here.
Yeah, the Nats outscored the Giants 12-2 in 2 wins to win the series on Saturday and Sunday. And you mentioned the starting pitching to get them across the finish line. Brad Lord, who's been great, 6 innings in a run, and then Mackenzie Gore, 6 shutout, 10 strikeouts. What did you notice that was different? And is my theory that maybe he was tipping pitches in his last start against the A's possible? He got rocked so hard, 12 hits, 8 earnings, 3 innings. I just don't remember him being that unable to fool anybody with anything. It just seems to me like something was amiss in that game, and he looked completely different this time out.
Yeah, I'm with you, Grant. I think there was something to maybe the tipping his pitches against the Athletics because you're right. I mean, even on McKenzie's bad day, he still gets swing and miss. And that was his first game of his major league career. He didn't record a strikeout. The A's were all over his first pitches every single time. They recorded 12 hits off of him, scored 8 runs in just 3 frames. And then it's the complete opposite this time around against the Giants. Only 3 hits, no runs at all, and 10 Ks. Like I mentioned, I think the first time he had 10 Ks since April. So I think there was something there. The Athletics obviously picked up on something and were able to jump all over him. Whatever that was, he got back in the lab with Jim Hickey and Sean Doolittle and figured it out and was dominant, back to his normal self. And this is a good sign, too, because not just the Athletics outing. You know, he got roughed up by Houston. He got roughed up by the Padres. He had been going through a little bit of a rut, so it is good to see him get back on the mound, put up a couple of zeros, and get a lot of swing and miss stuff and go deep into the game.
Roberto, speaking of ruts, James Woods' OPS, 100 points less, or more than 100 points less than it was on July 4th. Batting average dropped a little bit. Hits in three straight games, two hits in each of the last two games in San Francisco. What were you seeing from him in terms of that slump and that scuffle? And, you know, is this the way out of it now?
Yeah, I think that he was getting frustrated, a lot of him forcing the issue, I think, a little bit. I mean, everyone goes through a slump, but this is really the first time he has gone through a prolonged slump and you know, not being able to get results. And then whatever it was, he was able to kind of reset and calm, waited for his pitches, got the ball in the strike zone, and just used his, you know, raw power and athleticism to get the ball through the gaps. You know, the double he hit off Verlander yesterday was just a hard hit ball down the right field line to get past the first baseman and drove in a couple of runs. And then, yeah, the leadoff homer on Saturday. I mean, that must have felt so good. I mean, the way he's been slumping recently, hasn't hit a home run in, you know, coming up on a month, and to get the leadoff homer on Saturday, get the boys out front early after being shut the night before, must have felt good. So, yeah, he had a big weekend in the Bay. Hopefully that carries over to Kansas City.
Let's talk one more before we let Bobby Blanco run on the Nats here on our Beltway Blitz. Cade Cavalli starts tonight. His outing at Nationals Park as he made his season debut going back 5 days ago against the A's was electric. He reminded everyone why he was one of the best pitching prospects in baseball at one point in time. Touched 100 multiple times, sat 98-99 in the first inning, had a great curveball. The changeup was elite as well. What did you make of that start, and just how intrigued are you going into tonight to see if he can make it two in a row?
I think every start that Cade makes the rest of the way is going to be intriguing because the Nationals have to figure out what he's got in them. You know, it's going to be hard to judge. Hopefully he gets about 10 starts the rest of the way. It's, you know, late in the season. This team doesn't have too much to play for in terms of standing or winning games. But, you know, Cade is pitching right now to show that he can be a part of this rotation moving forward. You know, it was almost 3 years to the date where he made his debut when he came against the Athletics. And you touched on everything right there, Grant. I mean, like, all of his pitches looked electric. And I talked to him the day after that outing, and he said, man, it felt really good, not just to, like, get back out there, but to have success and to have the fastball be lively, to have the curveball and changeup keep hitters off balance. And he only issued one walk. He only gave up three hits. You know, he probably could have got deeper into that game, 4 1/3, but his pitch count got high because the defense made a couple errors behind him, which extended some innings longer than they needed to be. So he did everything, I think, in that first outing that he needed to do to show to me that, okay, this guy can have sustained success at the majors. Let's see how he builds on it in the second start, the third, fourth, and see how he finishes this season strong. Because, you know, going into that outing against the Athletics, I mean, that's a lot of emotion for him. Like I said, almost 3 years since making his major league debut, has dealt with a lot of injuries, a lot of back and forth, not a lot of sustained success at AAA. And so to come back, harness all of that emotion, and put together a really solid outing, hopefully he can do it again tonight and maybe even get deeper into the game.
Bobby, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great week.
Yeah, boy. Thanks so much for having me.
See you, my friend.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.